So how much are Australians, taxpayers, coughing up in order to keep coal-fired power plants like Liddell up and running? Our reporter David Taylor has been investigating.
While there's currently no taxpayer cash going to coal-fired power stations, experts say the cost to taxpayers is substantial.
For many, many years, we've failed to include the environmental cost of coal-fired power stations. We haven't imposed a regulation that requires them to constrain their greenhouse gas emissions or any of the other emissions from power stations. If we did, it would probably increase substantially the cost of coal-fired power, so there's effectively inherent subsidy.
Tony Wood is Energy Program Director at the Grattan Institute.
You know, the coal industry, arguably the gas industry as well, has been heavily subsidised to the extent of, you know, the best part of people, many people have estimated that the full cost of that would add, you know, more than $100 a megawatt hour to the cost of electricity. Now, those numbers would be quite high and people would complain about those numbers, but that's the reality of the world.
Do you think many Australians understand the sort of, as you put in inverted commas, subsidies going towards the coal industry?
Not really, because most people would only see these things as cash. The fact that there's a implicit subsidy often gets forgotten about or ignored. So because we're not actually writing a cheque, we're not actually providing direct funding. The fact that, you know, we are suffering the environmental consequences as a, you know, global community of burning fossil fuels is something we tend to ignore.
So what about renewable energy? One media report today reveals Australians are set to pay $300 million in subsidies to an outback solar farm owned by a Saudi Arabian billionaire. The News Corporation story explains that the project's owner is expanding into new solar farms within Australia after the federal government backed the first development with grants and concessional loans.
The whole story is just a complete fabrication.
Giles Parkinson is the editor of neweconomy.com.au.
FRV actually, and the owner of the Moree Solar Farm, actually gets zero for the LGCs and is effectively built. It has no ongoing subsidies.
Giles Parkinson also claims the $60 billion figure that's often used to show how much funding renewables receive from the government is not true.
The renewable energy target is often portrayed as a cost of $60 billion over 15 or 20 years, but that's just simply not true.
If anything, Giles Parkinson claims the renewable energy actually pays for itself.
Some of the costs are passed on to energy users, but I think all the studies, including the studies by the Abbott government, including all subsequent studies, argues that the benefits of having more wind and solar in the system actually offsets any initial cost.
Tony Wood again.
In the short term, clearly, if we're going to redress the environmental problem, then there needs to be, it's only governments that can take that externality, the consequences of climate change, and impose the cost of that on the community in a way that causes us to then change the way we use energy, move from fossil fuels to wind and solar or renewable
energy. So in the short term, by definition, there must be some sort of assistance.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. It is and what we're doing is effectively rebalancing things to value the environment in the sense of climate change in particular. And to do that, that means you put a cost on greenhouse gas emissions, either explicitly or implicitly. So all the debate around emissions trading schemes and clean energy targets and all those things are fundamentally trying to do the same thing. But in the short term, it does mean there is a direct cash exchange of money to rebalance things in the right way. And that means in the short term, we are funding things that would reduce emissions. Now, that includes not just renewable energy, but also moving from coal to gas, moving from even from very high emitting dirty coal-fired power stations to cleaner coal-fired power stations, or even nuclear. It's not necessarily only renewables.
That's Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute, ending David Taylor's report.